Thankful customer services, Patika. How may I help you?
My name is Ruth Gregg, and there were some items charged on my credit card that I did not place the order for, neither did I receive them.
Okay, ma'am, could I have your zip code, please?
72212.
First and last name again.
Ruth, R-U-T-H, Greg, G-R-E-G-G.
Okay, ma'am. Could you verify your address?
12040 South Ridge Drive, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72212.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, hold on 1 minute. As soon as this account come up, I can help you out, okay? Okay, ma'am, it looks like all of this really started back on 3/14 of 2022. There was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum, and to be enrolled in this contest, you also had to be enrolled into a meal planning app called Bites Hub, because how this contest works is every month while you're on this Bites Hub, you're paying for this. They're also, every month, they will put 100 entries for this Dyson vacuum, and every month a person is pulled for this Dyson vacuum. Well, it also seems that I see right here that you did a chargeback. You disputed it with your bank, and they did a chargeback on you. So then they gave you a piece of paper came in the mail saying that you have to get in contact with us. But basically, to be honest, when you have a chargeback on your account, that's between you and your bank. We can't do anything. I can't even touch this account.
All right, what do I do to get it canceled?
Well, it's canceled, ma'am. It's been canceled ever since, hold on. This account has been canceled ever since 4/25 of 2022. Yes, ma'am. It has been canceled ever since then. It's ever since last month.
Why doesn't the advertising on this show what the charge is and what is supposed to happen? All I received was the invitation to fill out an application for a drawing for the
I have no idea, ma'am. I'm just third party. We do customer service for online companies. Only way I know about what it is because we have the information in front of us. I don't know what the website, the link, the email, any of that. I don't know what none of that look like.
Well, it's very misleading and intentionally devious, I think. But if there's not anything I can do about it now, I guess I'll pay for it. But I'll be sure that I don't get rid of it.
If you're in the negative with your bank, that's who you have to pay, because the bank was the one that gave you the refund, a temporary refund
They denied it.
Yeah, they gave you the money back. You went in and they didn't give you...
They just now notified me that the charge was a valid charge.
Okay. They just took that money back from you, ma'am. Because basically what you do when you dispute it, they will give you a temporary refund. And then once they get through with their investigation, if it's a valid charge, they take it back.
Well, that's what they did then.
Okay. So basically the only person that you have to pay back is you have to pay that money to the bank.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.